Reacting to the concerns raised by the Institute, Deputy Minister of Education Mahama Yaraga said contrary to comments by the Institute, GIMPA is best placed to run the program. He said GIMPA will develop the model for tertiary institutions, including the IEPA. To him, IEPA is not into training, but rather research. Mr. Yaraga denies having any personal interest in GIMPA running the program, though he admits it was his suggestion that GIMPA be made to run the program. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
It's my personal decision, but I did not do that arbitrarily. I convened a meeting of leadership of GES. We discussed the situation thoroughly, and I advised that GIMPA should be invited to develop a model in school management, build the capacity of head teachers and headmasters to be able to effectively manage school. And here I am not talking about being proficient in the processes in running a school. I'm looking at how we can make our teachers change agents, how we can build the leadership capacity of our head teachers. Looking at the various institutions that we have, GIMPA represents more of a management-focused institution. The Cape Coast Institute is more of a research institution focusing on education planning. And so I said, look, here we're looking for a specialist in management training that can help remodel head teachers into change agents, into leaders who would work in very difficult circumstances, transform the education sector. And we thought that it's better for us to look outside ourselves. Cape Coast University is part of us, the way I see it. The institute is part of us. GIMPA will develop a model for the initial training, and any other tertiary institution can take that model, and if they satisfy the National Council for Tertiary Education, that they can equally deliver on that model effectively, they will be accredited, and after the initial training, other head teachers can go to those tertiary institutions and then obtain the training.
But the argument from the Cape Coast University is that GIMPA is to public administration, while they are into education planning and administration, and comparing the two, they feel they are better placed to do the job.
GIMPA is not only into public administration. If you look at the name, Ghana Institute of Management and Public Administration, is that not it? So they have a management component, and then they also have the public administration component. And here we are focusing on the management component. They can't say that GIMPA doesn't have the requisite skills. We are not saying they don't have the skills, but so far as I'm concerned, it is important for GIMPA, which is an outsider, to come and assist us develop these tools. If subsequently they also show that the model that they have developed is capable of delivering on the goals that we have set for ourselves, they will be accredited by the NCTE to run those programs, and head teachers and headmasters can go there and also get the certificate. But initially, to start with, we decided that GIMPA should be the institution to pilot this program, and then we'll see how effective the model that they will develop will be. I can assure you that this issue was thoroughly debated during the meeting, and we explored the role of the institute in Cape Coast. We also explored and looked at and analyzed the capacity of GIMPA as our preeminent institution in the area of management and public administration, and thought that we should start with GIMPA. And subsequently, all other tertiary institutions can look at that model and develop similar models, and they can be replicated.
Do you have any special interest in GIMPA running the project?
My interest in GIMPA lies in the fact that that is the institution that I know in Ghana as the one that has the best in terms of human resource in the area of management training and public administration training. And that is what we are looking for. If you look at the institute that we are talking about, the institute is not set up to train managers. They are set up as a research institute, and they are looking at education planning and etc. But here, we are looking for experts in management training. If you look at a human resource of GIMPA to provide training in management and public administration, and you compare that with the human resources available at the Cape Coast Institute, clearly there is no doubt that GIMPA has more personnel for management training and is more experienced in management training than the institute in Cape Coast.
Deputy Minister of Education Mahama Yaraga in that interview with Bubu Klinogu.